160 years ago, wealthy Philadelphian Stephen Girard founded a school to educate poor orphans and children of single parents. Today, Girard College is the city's only remaining institution to serve kids without both parents. Recently, the K-12 school has fallen on hard times. WHYY's Laura Benshoff has the story of one overachieving Girard College senior and the place that's molded him.
It's over 80 degrees outside, but Brandon Dixon is wearing a thick blue blazer and a polo shirt with the word Girard embroidered just above his heart.
I'm the student body president here at Girard. I'm also a senior, so I've been here about 7 years, came here in fifth grade, and I've been here ever since.
Brandon says he was lured to Girard College after his main academic rival transferred to the school in fourth grade. He says the competitive environment helped push him right up through the college admissions process.
So I applied to 11 colleges and I got into all of them. It was Stanford, Harvard, Yale, Columbia, University of Pennsylvania, Swarthmore, Wesleyan, Kenyon, Middlebury, Duke, and I'm forgetting one. Dartmouth. I don't think I said that one yet.
Brandon resides at the school 5 days a week, going home to his mom in North Philadelphia on the weekends. He says he's kind of an outlier in his grade. Many of his classmates come from much rougher backgrounds.
I sort of grew up in like the quiet area of Philadelphia, and a lot of my friends have been were in West Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, and sort of the harder areas of the city. I mean, like, some of them have seen members of their family shot or in jail, and I've never had that experience.
He says living at Girard provides an oasis from the chaos of city life, and that it means individual teachers have a big impact. What started as a prank by his physics teacher ended up giving him golden material for his college applications.
And the essay that I wrote for my Common App essay was about how my physics teacher had given me a Rubik's Cube in ninth grade, and he intentionally turned it so that it was unsolvable because he knew that I was the type of person that liked to take on new challenges and that I sort of got ahead of myself a couple times.
The teacher had taken a single piece of the cube and put it back in a slightly different position, making it impossible to solve. Brandon spent 3 months fiddling with the tampered cube. Typically, he can solve them in less than a minute.
And so he was trying to teach me a lesson in humility, and I wrote about how I struggled with that Rubik's Cube for, I think it was 3 months, and then finally, on his wedding day, he had this wedding on campus, he came to me after he got married and sort of like switched a piece of the Rubik's Cube and said, okay, now you can solve it. And so I solved it, and I was like, wait, what's going on here? He's like, yeah, I got you. And then walked away. There we go.
Brandon has settled on Harvard for undergrad, and thanks to a Millennium Scholarship from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he won't have to worry about tuition.
It's awesome. There's no word to describe how great that is, because you're set. That pays for your education all the way through to your doctorate level.
He says in that way, it's kind of an extension of his life at Girard, which is free. But Brandon almost didn't graduate from Girard College. When he was a sophomore, the board for the school's trust pleaded that the recession had hit its bottom line hard and tried to shut down the high school program and the school's dormitories. Students, teachers, and alumni joined together to protest the board's decision. Brandon testified in orphans court about why the school should not cut back.
I told him, like, pretty frankly, we live in Philadelphia. You have a whole campus of kids who have pretty much been sheltered their entire life. If you tell them right now that, oh, you can't graduate from the school where you've been living your entire life, pretty much just throwing them out into the jungle of Philadelphia.
In the end, the court sided with the students, but the trust's board is appealing that ruling. Brandon says even though Harvard is pulling him away from Philadelphia, he's still committed to the cause.
As soon as I find out any information about the appeal or if I can testify in court, then I'll definitely come back and testify.
After all, it's at Girard where he stumbled upon his passion for administration and politics.
So they called me the head, and part of that is because I have a big head, but also because I'm sort of the head of all the activities on campus. I do student council, student activities committee, yearbook, newspaper. My ultimate goal is to be president of the United States. That's what I really want to become.
He says if the White House doesn't work out, then his next choice is to start his own school, modeled on Girard College. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.